We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes Omer Beis, but we are starting on the bottom of Tzadik Tes Omer Aleph, around 15 lines from the bottom, by the two dots, where it says, Va'oimeh Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. I didn't manage to count it, so it's around maybe 12 lines at the bottom. So it says, Va'oimeh Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. Someone says, Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, Zaki Chilin Rabbah. Ton Rabbanon. It says in the Pasuk in the Torah, it says, Ki Dvar Hashem Bozo, Ves Mitzvah Sai Hefer, He first means the Gevar Hashem Boz, the word of Hashem, he embarrassed, maybe Zionis out of, Ves Mitzvah Sai Hefer, he did not listen to the mitzvahs, he kores, tikores hanefesh ahi, avoynabo. And basically, when the darshan, Kidvar Hashem Boz, and as Mitzvah Sai Hefer, what happens? The chorus means, the chorus by Elam Hazeh, and he chorus by Elam Hazeh, tikores by Elam Abba, you see, they don't get Elam Abba. Tana Bonham. Kidvar Hashem Bozo, Umitzvah Sahifar, Koriz to Koriz Zel Imer, who is that Zel Imer? In Torah Min HaShemayim. He says the Torah is not Min HaShemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, or someone else wrote the Torah. That's called Kidvar Hashem Bozo. The word of Hashem, he's making fun of the word of Hashem by saying it's not the word of Hashem. Dova Achar, Kidvar Hashem Bozo, Zel Apikoriz. That's Apikoriz. We'll see what Apikoriz is eventually. Vizeh, and Davach, the Rashi Moses, that Megal Panam B'Torah. That's Megal Panam B'Torah. Again, we'll see that in the Gemara what it means. Ves Mitzvosai Hefer. So we have three pshat in Rashi Moses. Either means Enter Mishmaim or Apikaris or Megal Panam B'Torah. Ves Mitzvosai Hefer is that Mefer Bris Basa, someone who does not keep Bris Mila. What's the Halacha? He chorus Be'el Mazeh. He needs to get cut off in this world. He chorus Be'el Mazeh. We're not get the next world as well. Someone is Mechal Kadoshim, and we know Kadoshim is something that's for Hashem, so someone's Mechal Kadoshim, and he's Mevaza Esma Adois, which means Choyl Hamoyed, like Rashi says. Someone's Mevaza Choyl Hamoyed by not keeping it as a Yontiv, and someone doesn't keep the Bris Milva, Gal Ponam Atayra, Shaloi Kalacha, he's Megal Ponam Atayra, Nak, like La Halacha, Vamab Brechaver, Rabim. All these things, is a chiddush, because what's the makar for this? Which Rashi and Avos really asks this question. Therefore, he says we're not goris it. He has a sound, not goris it, because you have to know how it has fit into this list. Why is that Gedvar Hashem Baza Ves Mitzvasa Hefer? Or even if it's like killing someone is not part of the list. So I in the mafarshim that mucho exactly what it means. But it's as it says, even though a person will have Torah Ma'is Tovim, he has no Chelek L'Olam Haba. Tani Yidach, Luntanar Braisa, Kedvar Hashem Baza, Zeh Oime Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. That someone says that Torah is not Min HaShemayim. Philo Oime Kol Torah Kulu Min HaShemayim. Even if he agrees, the whole Torah is Min HaShemayim. Chutz the Pasuk Zeh, Shli Omer Kodesh Baruch, except for this Pasuk that Kodesh Baruch did not say. Elamayis B'Yasmai, that also, Zeh Oked Dvar Hashem Baza. That's also considered Dvar Hashem Baza. We're not get Chelek L'Olam Haba. But Philo Oime Kol Torah Kulu Min HaShemayim. Even if he agrees, the whole Torah is Min HaShemayim. Chutz V'Diktuk Zeh, besides for this Diktuk, Rashi says, Chaseris V'Seris, this extra word or letter, or missing a word or letter, he says, that's not true. Or he says, B'Kav HaChayim Zeh, this Kav HaChayim is not true. Or he says, B'Zeris Shava Zeh, Zehu Kidvar Hashem Baza. All of this is Kidvar Hashem Baza. Like the Marsha says, we darshan the word Dibur. Kidvar Hashem Baza, Lashon Dibur. Even a Dibur, even a Kavachayim, Gzeres Shava. One word is already considered Apikarsis. Now, a Gzeres Shava, Rashi is the case, your Rebbe told you over Gzeres Shava, you don't believe it. A Kavachayim is a little bit more shver because a Kavachayim is something you could do yourself. So, who said it's true, the Kavachayim, if someone says? He made it up himself. So therefore, some take out the word Zeh, means the whole idea of Kal V'Chayim he argues on, that would be Kedvar Hashem Baza. Tanya, Hoyer Mei Omer, Haloimet Tayrev Enim Alamda, someone who learns Tayrev, doesn't teach it, Zeh would Kedvar Hashem Baza. That's also Kedvar Hashem Baza, because again, he's making, if you really kid about Kedvar Hashem, you try to teach to other people. Rav Nosson Omer, Kol Mishe Enim Mashkiach Ala Mishnah, anyone doesn't care about Mishnayis. He says that's not Iker. Iker is Chumash, not Mishnayis. Then that already is called Dvar Hashem Baza. Anyone could learn Torah, does not learn Torah, he's considered Dvar Hashem Baza. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Zeh Oived Avodas Chum. Someone knows Avodah Zarah. My Mashmah, how do you see in Kedvar Hashem Baza anything about Avodah Zarah? Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Kedvar Hashem Baza is a Mevazeh Dibur. Shenemar Lo Yilmoish Mesina. He's Mevazeh the Dibur that said to Moshe Mesina. What is that? Anoich Hashem Lekecha, Lo Yiyah Lecha Lehim Echerim. So you see, Clara, this is the words of Hashem. Hashem said the first two dibrais, and Kidvar Hashem Bazar is going on about the Zara, Piraman Diyama. Once you mention Torah, we're going to mention something about Torah now. Rishu ben Karach Omer, Kol Olayim Torah v'ne Chayzala, anyone learns Torah, does not chazer, doesn't review, Daim L'Odom Shizarei v'ne Kayitz. It's like you plant, and it grows, and you don't cut it. You're leaving it there. You're leaving money on the table, but not reviewing it. Rishu Omer, Kol Olayim Torah u'meshakcha, anyone learns Torah and forgets it, Daim L'Ishu L'Odom Shizarei. It's like give birth to a baby, Ishu gives birth to a baby, and buries him. Rav Akiva, Rav Akiva says, on top of our base now, Zamer b'chol yoyim, Zamer b'chol yoyim, which Rashi has two pshat. The Rashi's first pshat is that someone who's masada his limud and told it's like a song in his mouth, he will be singing, he'll be a lot of simcha and singing a lot in Olam Haba. Zamer b'chol yoyim over here, you'll be Zamer b'chol yoyim in the next world. And another pshat is that Zamer b'chol yoyim over here is that someone who's busy chazering Torah over here until he's very clear, then Zamer B'chol Yoyim will get special yediyas of the secrets in Torah when it comes to the next world. I don't know if it's a Ravdim in Mikra. Would he have a Bukharan Pasuk with his Namas and Pasuk? Nefesh Omlo Omlo Loy. If you work hard in this world on the Torah, Omlo Loy, it'll work for you in the next world. Ki Okaf Alo Piyu. Because you saddled your mouth, which means you saddled the Torah to your mouth. The Imam made it one. Who Omlo Makam Zev, but he also Omlo Makam Akar. His Torah will work for him in the next world, and Elam Abba will work for him. Every person was created for what? To work. That a person is created for work. And I want to have heard from Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, Taka, the word Omal and Oilam, the world, are the same letters, because that's what the whole world is created for someone to work. That's what Oilam and Omal, the same thing. He was going there saying that Avada school is a very halig, but you know, you can't put that instead of Amal. That's what he's trying to say over there. That's Shmuz. But anyway, in any case, it's clear over here. Adam lo Amal, you lot any day lo Amal penivra, im lo Amal malacha nivra. We're not sure which type of Amal is Adam you lot, for malacha or for pet. I'm saying both are true. They're Amal, but which one is the main Amal? Which one should we concentrate on? Because your oimik okaf ala piu, that you set out your mouth, have a oimer lo omel pe nivra. You're created to use your mouth. But then you lo omel tayrim lo omel sicha. Maybe it means lo omel sicha. Now, what exactly does it mean that you should schmooze? That's what the omel means? So a lot of Afar say it means for davening. We're not sure if it's a tayro for davening. Which omel is the ikka the omel? Sicha is also davening sometimes. For suach, for sada. Because your oimer apostle leom is shefa tayro is emepicha. Have a oimer lo omel tayro nivra. You see from here that you're created. So you see, you're created for learning Torah. All Gufim have to work hard. Praiseworthy, and it's great that someone could be Zaycha to have the Omel in Torah and not in other things. The Pasuk says, Noyaf Isha Chasalev. Someone's Mazana with women, he's missing his lev. That means he doesn't have a wife, a set wife. He just goes from one person to another person. That's chasal lev. Omer Shlok is referring to is that loy mitar leprakim. Someone does not learn Torah consistently. He only leprakim. He's like a noy pish chasal lev. She never can know him. Kisishim ritcha yuchan yachtav sevesecha. That the way you hold it and you protect it in your stomach, if you learn it all the time, that means someone has to be kavei itum Torah every day. He has to learn. He can't just learn leprakim. Learns leprakim, then he's considered a chasal lev. Tanu Rabbanan. We're going to get into what Magal Panam Atarim is now. Tanu Rabbanan. Va'nefesh ishtasev yad Rama ze Menashe ben Chizkiyo. The person who does with a strong handedly, that's referring to Menashe, the son of Chizkiyo HaMelech. Sh'yoyishev v'darish v'agodosh shodoyfi. He was sitting, he used to sit there and darshan v'agodosh shodoyfi, used to make fun of the Torah Chasham. Omar, it said, v'chiloyo yolomayish luchta v'alach v'chayish luchta timno. It says at the end of the parish of Yishlach that the sister of Loiton was Timna, and Timna married was a Pelegesh, like a secondary wife, Lalifaz. Then it says the pasuk, "Vayelech Ruvain v'make kitzir chitim v'yim tzudom v'sada." Who cares that Ruvain went v'make kitzir chitim and found tzudom? What's in the Geya? That's what Menashe said. What is the Torah teaching us with these pesukim? Like, oh, what's dumb? It's a history book. What's going on here? Yotzabaskov Amar Loi, the Baskin man told him, Teshev b'achicha tadabe. You're sitting there talking about your brother, ben imcha titi and doifi, Hashem says, if you do this and I'm quiet, the misa yisay kamaycha. People are think that I'm asking. I'm going to give you musr and give you einshav for this. For Allah first for Kabbalah, hoy moishchi av mechev liyashav. Woe to the people who schlep vaveris with empty ropes, which means over here he's saying that chasham v'tayra is bechinam. Uka avos hagala chata, and his chait is like these thick ropes of hagala. It's a shayla if it means a wagon or a egla, a cow. Mike avos hagala. Starts off as a little, you know, the Yetzirah starts off as a little string, like a spider web, tiny string, a very, very shvacha string. It comes to a rope that could haul in a parah or a wagon, a thick rope, turns to a thick rope, Yetzirah. If you let it come and you listen to the Yetzirah, it starts off as a spider web, but it ends off being a very thick rope. Once we mentioned Menashe's taina about the psukim, I'll tell you what the psukim are teaching us. Unbelievable things. The Sirin Lamias, Achoyis Lot and Timna Mahi, what is the Chiddush of those Pesukim, Achoyis Lot and Timna, but Timna Hoyis Plegash Lifaz? Timna Bas Malachim Ava. Timna was a princess. She was the daughter of Malachim. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Aluf Loitan, Aluf Timna. So you see, Timna was from the royal family. And it's because it says, Aluf, it says, Achoyis Loitan Timna. And Aluf means, Vachol Aluf, Malchus of Loitagahi. Every aluf means in the royal family, we don't have a crown. It's like picture today in England, the English royal family. They're part of the royal family without having a crown because the next in line. So Boyla Gure, she wanted to become a Giyaris. This Timna wanted to become a Giyaris. Ba sa itza Avram Yitzav Yaakov, like a blue. They were not Makabler. Not Makabler. She didn't want a Makabler as a Ger. Ha Giyaris. Halcha Vahisa Pelegash Lifas Ben Esav. She went and became a secondary wife to Halifaz ben Esav. Amra mutav teis shif kolum azu. I'd rather be a maidservant for this nation. V'loy tiyeh gevira l'umah acharis. I shouldn't be a regular princess for a different umah. Nafak mino amalek. From that marriage between Halifaz and Timna came amalek. The tzarino l'yishol. He gave tzaras to Klal Yisrael all the years. My time. Why did that happen? Lo yiboy l'l'racha. That Avram Yitzchak should not have pushed away Timna should have accepted her tachas kamfei ashkina. So the Gemara, what about the pasuk v'yelach Ruvain? V'yelach Ruvain makes sichit. The Amrav Yitzchak, Amrav mekal tzadikim she'ein poishtim yudeim begazel, that they don't take from gazel. Now that's pasha. No, that's even a regular person doesn't steal. Tzadikim poishtim gazel, even though all he was taking is a little like flowers, like a little weeds. He was taking. And still, he waited till after Ketzir Chitim, when everything is extra, then when everything is hefker, then he took it. What's Dudam? My Dudam, I'm Rav, Yavruchi. And it's not clear. Rashi says, doesn't know what Yavruchi is. Some say it's mandrake, some say it's jasmine. No one knows exactly what it is. There's a Ramban about this in Chumash, says it was good for fertility. Levi Yomer Sigli, Rion Soymer, Sifsiki, Svisiki, these are different types of spices, different types of grasses. We're not sure exactly what it is, but that's what the Gemara is saying, what the Dom is. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Omar Rab Alexandri, Kala Usik B'Tayr L'Shma. Anyone learns Tayr L'Shma, which is a very big Madrega. Mesim Shalom Pamaya Shabaya Shamala Pamaya Shamata. He makes Shalom between Pamaya Shamayla and Pamaya Shamata. Shanemar is in the Pasik. Oz Yechazek B'Mu'uzi, if you strengthen yourself B'Mu'uzi, which I guess is referring to the Torah, Yas Shalom Li, Shalom Yas Li, double Osh and Shalom, which means Echel Amayla V'Echel Amata. Rashi's Mu'uzi means the Torah. If you have Chazek in the Torah, Shalom Li, Shalom Yas Li. Now, what exactly does it mean, Meisim Shalom, B'Maya Shamala V'Maya Shamata? Not Klar again, maybe it means between Klal Yisrael and the Malachim, the Shalom, they won't bring any Tzaras. And that happens from learning Torah. Rav Omar, Ki'ilu bona paltarin shamayim v'shamata. Ki'ilu, you built a palace over here and in the next world. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, v'osim dvarei b'ficho, uv'tzel yodik ha'sisich. And it ends off, l'in toya shamayim li'as aretz, to plant in shamayim and to make a foundation in the aretz. So you see that he's going to build a paltarin in both places. Rav Yechon Omar, af megin al-kolam kula, he actually protects the entire world. Shenema, v'tzel yodik ha'sisich. And with the Torah, it starts with the Pasuk says, of Asin Dvarei Beficha, when you learn Torah, then Hashem will protect the entire world. That's the Pasuk says, "V'leim var l'tziyana mi." It's the end of that pasuk. The whole entire pasuk is like this. V'asim devari b'ficho, v'tzel yodi kesisicho, l'ntay yishvam v'des daretz, v'leim var l'tziyana mi ato, so you see, he'll bring the geula as well. Omra shlagosh komolamid es ben chaveri teira, ma'le lov koskilo asoi. Anyone teaches the son of his friend teira, it's gilu he made him, he created him. Shnemar says in the pasuk, v'sa nefesh esha osu b'charon. The nefesh that you made in charon means, this is the people that Avram taught teira to, it's called esha osu b'charon. Rab Elazar Eimer, kilu osan l'divrei teira. It's kilu he made the teira. He wrote the teira. Shnemar, u'shemartim es divrei abris esoi, so this is my son. Rav Amar, kilu osan l'atzmai. He made himself. Shenema, basisim oisam, al tikur oisam ela atem. So he's saying, interesting thing, he's saying, if someone learns, teaches Torah to Ben Chaveroi, he makes him, especially making his friend's son, making the nefesh understand. And even the Torah can understand. What does it mean, making himself? What does it mean, he makes himself? So the Masha talks about this, and the Masha says that, who moisim is esha, af hu atzmai efshir betchilas lumudayim ben chaveroi, beginning with starting with the son of his friend, lo yinikra adam, uvetamuda, imoy, toysif lo yachachma, he became smarter, ad asher nafshe nas nefesh adam, until he became adam, until you learn Torah, you're not called adam, he became more of adam. That's what the Masha learns. The Maral learns a little different. The Maral learns that the Torah will become more shleimistic when we learn with someone else, and therefore, metziyah min hakoyach el hapoel, and he called the Adam, and also similar to Rasha, but the Adam is someone who is a shleimus, and a shleimus through Torah. So, anyone who forces or helps his friend do a mitzvah, it's kilu he did it. Shnemar, it says that Hashem tells Moshe, take the matcha asher kisa by his yar. V'chi Moshe yikov, v'lo yaron yikov. It wasn't Moshe who hit the yar, the Aaron hit the yar. Eloi malach, call him ma'ases chaveru l'dvar mitzvah. I don't want to force a friend for the bar mitzvah. My love, akos kilo asa. It's ki'ilu, you did it yourself. It's ki'ilu, he did it himself. If he didn't want to let Aaron do it, therefore ki'ilu did it himself. So it's said in the Mishnah, that someone who says, Torah is not min hashamayim, is not in l'chalik l'abon. Then it's an apikiris. What's apikiris? Rav v'Rav Chanina, Omer Tavaru is a mevaza Talmud Chacham. You know what apikiris is? Someone who embarrasses the Talmud Chacham. Even a harder thing to keep. Someone who embarrasses a friend in front of Talmud Chacham, that's also apikaris, because he doesn't believe in the koyach of a Talmud Chacham. If he had the right yira shemayim, the right yira in front of a Talmud Chacham, he would not be vazach haver. So bishlo mani am vazach haver from the Talmud Chacham apikaris have. So then we understand, because we know there's two things: megala panim b'tayra and apikaris. So mevazach Talmud Chacham is atzmai megal panam b'tayra shloik halacha. Someone who's vazach Talmud Chacham is megal panam b'tayra. And apikaris is vazach haver. Elam mani am vazach Talmud Chacham atzmai apikaris have. So what is megal panam b'tayra? Going like we spoke before. Going Menashe ben Chizkiyo, who made fun of the Torah, he's called megal panam b'tayra. Vika the Masna Asefa. It says megal panam b'tayra in the Braisa. So Rav Chanina. Amri, one says, Zem Vaza Talmud Chacham, that's called Megala Panam Matar, embarrassing Talmud Chacham. Rechem Shem Lakash Omer, Zem Vaza as Chaveir for Talmud Chacham. So Bishlom Madi, Zem Vaza Talmud Chacham, Atzmoy, is Megala Panam Matar, Hava. So Mavaza Chaveir for Talmud Chacham, that's Apikaris Hava, which is less of a level. Elamadi, Zem Vaza Chaveir for Talmud Chacham, already Megala Panam Matar, Hava. So Apikaris came on. What's the lower level of Apikaris? What is that? Omarav Yosef, going Hanu the Amri, which also doesn't get chelik about Apikaris, by the way. Going man, Omarav Yosef, going Hanu the Amri, my Hanu lo Rabbanon. What's the Rabbanon doing for us? Lidu do Kari, he's learning for himself. Lidu do Tani, he's learning for Shnayis for himself. And this is one of the problems with the Memshala and Eretz Yisrael. They don't understand. My Hanu lo Rabbanon is Lidu do Karu, Lidu Tani. Omle Avayam. Hi, Megal Panam Torah. Now, my advice is that's not Apikaris. That's Megal Panam Torah. Why? It's the first pasuk that the Rabbanon do for us. Hi, Megal Panam Torah. Now, my who? The Chesivim Loi Brisi. If not for the Torah, you ain't v'layel chukishmayim varot v'samti. We wouldn't have night, day, or shmayim varot. The whole world is only standing on people learning Torah. Om Nachmi Yitzchak Mahalchan Ami Shmayim Minosh. Shema Minasasi Chalamokim Ba'avuram. This guy was talking about Avram, who is davening for Sodom, and says Hashem says that if he had tzaddikim, will keep the entire world for them. So the whole world standing on tzaddikim. So that's Megala Panam B'Torah, it's not Apikaris. Zokt Abai. You know what Apikoros is? Like, Yosef Kamei Rabbe, Venofle Shmaitze Veduchte Echrite, that he's sitting in front of his Rebbe, and he remembers another Shmaita, another Shtikal Torah that his Rebbe told him someone else, somewhere else. And he says, you know, we learned that somewhere else. That's what Rebbe said. Just that chisaron in kavod already is considered apikaris. Rav Amar, like the family of Yaman Asya, the Amri used to say, "Ma hanol rabbanim oilam." What did the rabbanim ever do for us? On top of kufav and aleph, lo yisharu lo orva. They never. You know what's the big deal of learning? I can learn also. I'll put the doctor. I can learn also. If you want to be so special, you should have been mata us a raven, which is a trait for bird. You like Charlotte Irva, and he never did that. Like Asher, he never said the Yoin is Asher. He said things in the Torah. Big deal. You learn it. What's the big deal? So Rava, Kava Maisi trip, which is Apikarsis. They do a lot. They all to become do a lot for us. Rava and Rava used to show it to the family. Rava, Kava Maisi trip, Asher Ben Yom Kamei. When he used to bring a chicken, it was a shayla of a treifa in front of him. From the family of Yemen, Kiavachazi bought time later when he saw something, he reads the matter. Amalu, Techazu, look, the Kasharina Lechurva. I'm being matter a raven for you. This only comes from Amalu Batara that can answer the Shaila. Kiavachazu, time of the Surah, and saw a time of the Surah. Amalu, Techazu, the Kasharina. Look, I'm asking you a Yaina. This Gemara also, I'm just thinking this now, that those who say that you can pass it from AI, that's what Gemara is saying is. And it'll be one day, you say, yeah, Mahal Rabbanah, but you have AI. Yeah, that's what Gemara means exactly. That's Apikarsis. Rapapa Amma, nothing less than that. Rapapa Amma going to Omar Hanu Rabbanon. A different example of Apikarsis is going to Omar Hani Rabbanon. The lashon of Hani Rabbanon, which means that you don't say Rabbi Seinu Shemokim Pliny. You say those Rabbanon. You can't, that's not a covenant. You don't say those Rabbanon. You say the Gedolei Adar, the Rabbi Seinu. That's what you say. Rapapa Ishtli, one time he slipped, Va'omar going Hani Rabbanon. He said, those Rabbanon. He didn't speak out the names of Rabbanon, but Asa Batanisa. He sat Batanis because he felt that was not the right covered, and he sat Batanis because of this. Let's finish up the Gemara. Levi Bar Shmuel, tell me what Apikaris is. Levi Bar Shmuel, Rav Huna Bar Chia. Levi Bar Shmuel, Rav Huna Bar Chia, Mesakni Mat Pechois. They were making or preparing different mantle coverings for Sifrei de Rav Yehuda, for the Svarim in Rav Yehuda's Yeshiva. Kimoto Megillas Esther, Amri, how Megillas Esther loy bayam at pachas? This Megillas Esther doesn't need a covering. What's the shaila? Megillas Esther is mechalikus in the Gemara and Megillah. If someone who usually touches kisvei kodesh, your hands become tamei. The shaila is by Megillas Esther is a matamei sedayim. What's the shaila? The shaila is Megillas Esther beruach kodesh damer. So mechalikus tanoim over there. So these tzaddikim, Levi Bar Shmuel and Rav Huna Bar Chia, they said this doesn't need a matpachas, right? Rabbi, this doesn't need one. Amalahu, so he said to him, "Kehai gaver na mechzi gafgarusa." That also the apikarsis. You should ask your rebbe. Don't tell your rebbe something. You ask your rebbe, "Does this need a covering or not?" Don't say, "This doesn't need a covering, right?" Don't say that. You say, "Does this need a covering?" That's you should ask your rebbe. It's more about cover that you don't say, "Oh, this doesn't need one, right?" You don't say it like that. Rav Nachman Amar is a kuri rabbi shmo. He uses his rebbe's name. Don Rav Yechonon pray man nenash geichazi. Geichazi had an oinish of tzaras, which happened a later time. Marshal speaks out. But here we're talking about why did he lose his oilam abba? Why did Gechazi lose his oilam abba? Because Kara le Rabbi b'shmoy. He called his rabbi by the name, and that's why it's called Apikarsis. Shemar vayuimer Gechazi adoni amelach v'yem Gechazi. He was talking to the melech, saying how great Elisha was. He was trying to tell him how great he was. Like the pasuk says, vayhiu mesaper la melech isha shehechia sameis v'ine isha shehechia says benoit sekas la melech al beisav al sado vayuimer Gechazi adoni amelach. This is the Isha, this is the son, Asher Hechaya Elisha. And he said the word Elisha, don't say Reb Elisha. So this was considered a Apikarsis, and we'll stop here for the day, because he calls him Elisha, that's why Gechazi was considered a Apikarsis.